Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man who's teaching small business how to embrace social media. The king of tweets.
Well, they have the internet on computers now. To start, press any key. Where's the any key?
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And we got our good friend Paul Casey back on the show. Paul is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is the CEO of Casey Communications, the author of Is Self-Employment for You? He's a consultant to small business owners just like you. Does that all the time. And he's here to share some of his wisdom with us today, especially on the topic of branding. Paul Casey, welcome back.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's, again, great to be here.
Always a pleasure to have you back. One of the things that that I started talking about years and years ago, back in the previous century, previous millennia even, Paul, was the idea of small business branding, meaning that just basically what I was trying to do was to help small business owners realize that they do in fact have a brand. They have brands that Nike and General Electric and Boeing aren't the only companies who have brands. Bob's Pizza Parlor has a brand, and so that was a big deal back in those days to really get folks to thinking about that. But over the last 15 years, the way we brand, the way we think about our brand has changed because of all the new things that have happened. The fact that we have a brand hasn't changed, but the way we use our brands have changed. What do you think?
Well, I agree. I think 15 years, even 10 years or so, it has changed because there's so much reach out there than what there used to be. I mean, you say you go back to previous century, it sounds long ago, but 15 years ago, or maybe 20, our primary resources were maybe an ad in a newspaper or our stationery was about all we had. But now, as you point out, with the social networking and all of the other information sources that are out there now, it takes on a whole new life in terms of what people interpret your company to be, because it's everywhere. And that means it's more important than ever to at least understand that, to really be top of mind at how important that is. And I'm somewhat surprised sometimes how little attention people pay to that. But again, that they're very consistent in what they're trying to get across, because again, it's everywhere. And once it's out there, it's very difficult to pull it back.
Well, the question that we have to ask ourselves is this. First, we have to say, okay, I recognize, I accept, I believe that my business has a brand. So now that that's on the table, now that we've established that, here's the question. Who is going to define my brand? Is it going to be me, my company, or is it going to be my competitors? And it could be your customers. But if it's your customers, that's even more perilous potentially, because then you have to say, whoa, what are they going to say about me? Will they be good or will it not be good, right? But one way or the other, somebody's going to define your brand one way or the other, isn't it?
Right, exactly. And you want to be the one, the master of your own fate in that case, of course. And I would just submit this for starters, Jim, is that I'm a strong believer that your brand should be very simple. Start out right there and have it done professionally. I mean, I can really tell companies that have to do their own graphics and things, or however they approach it, really spend a lot of time figuring this out, because it's like marriage. It's going to be forever, and you want to get that right at the beginning. But simplicity and professionally done, I think having an attorney to your business is important. Having consultants in finances are very important, but I think you want to have your brand done professionally, and I think you want to give it so much thought before you actually put something on the air or in paper.
Mm-hmm. And when you say give it so much that you won't have it done professionally, what are you thinking about there? You thinking about the collateral elements of your brand, like a logo?
Yeah, logo, exactly. Your graphics, whatever. Find a graphics person to do it. Don't do it on the computer yourself.
Right.
And send six or seven options.
Those are the physical collateral parts of your brand, but they're only a small part of a small business brand. They may be big for big companies, but for small business, the big part of your brand is what's between the ears, what people think about, the ding in branding when customers think about
right.
you. Quick break, right back with Paul Casey. We're going to talk some more about branding after these messages. I'm Jim Black.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.